Hey, it's half past 11 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Wiz Kids with Mike Klein, Jr., Mark Davila. Let's do this minisode. Let's do it. Do it.
All right.
Wait, I used that voice last episode.
Yeah.
I was thinking of actually just changing it to my voice.
Well, we know of guys who talk like that. I mean, they do well for themselves. This one dude gets a lot of pussy.
Hey, Ma, I'll be over at 2 o'clock today, all right?
But people know your voice already. Maybe if you want to talk like an asshole with people who you don't know, someone just meets you. Oh, hi, I'm Steve. What's your name?
My name's Mike Klein, Jr. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, fine. You know, they're just going to know that voice. But then you can't introduce them to other people who have known you previously. You have to keep them separate. Because they're like, why are you talking like that?
I have polyps in my throat.
Yeah, no one's believing that.
Why not?
I don't know.
Polyps are a very common ailment.
People
in
know
the
you
world
don't
today.
Go to doctors.
Well, I self-diagnosed from WebMD.
Which you're not supposed to do, because that's, you know...
There's a lot of valuable information on WebMD. It hasn't steered me in the wrong direction yet.
Like those polyps you have?
No, that's my...
That seem to come and go?
That's my fake thing.
Oh.
That's okay. My fake ailment.
Yeah. Good for you.
So, in entertainment news...
That's entertaining.
LL Cool J is a hero.
The dude's so muscular. I seen something where he was doing push-ups, and he pushes his body up so far, the dude's almost fucking vertical again. That's how strong he is. Like, I tried doing that, and I don't go as far.
His arms are really long? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're really strong. He's doing, like, regular-style push-ups, but he can push up with such force that his body's almost upright again. That's how strong he is. He's, like, really strong. He's in awesome shape. And I tried, you know, I was doing push-ups, and I tried pushing myself up off the ground, you know, as hard as I could, and not even fucking close. I'm no LL Cool J, or a hero.
So
how's he a hero?
The other day, he was in his house sleeping with his wife.
He is a hero, sleeping with his wife. I've seen her. Holy shit. That's an American hero right there. Now,
yeah,
I'm sure she's hot.
Most mortal men don't have sex. All right. Anyway.
Mortal men. God had sex with his wife.
All of a sudden, the alarm goes off in his house. He's like, what the hell is this?
Time to get up.
Most celebrities would fucking panic and go in their panic room and lock it up.
He grabs a bat. And, who the fuck there?
Bat. He ran down in his boxer shorts and beat the shit out of the guy.
With the dude with his erect penis.
And held him down.
Listen, you know when you wake up, you have an erection. So he beat the man up with an erection.
I'm sure he'd lose the erection pretty quick.
What if he gets turned on by crime fighting? Ever think of that?
And anyhow, he beat the shit out of the guy and held him down until the police arrived.
Did he, while penetrating him?
No.
He was in prison.
No,
he's done time.
No, he hasn't.
He seems like the type who would.
No. LL Cool J is an upstanding citizen.
He's never had any brushes with the law. You don't know that. In his younger days, I don't know.
In his younger days, he was rapping.
Rappers are always in trouble with the law.
He's been a rapper for a very long time, Mark.
Yeah, he's always been in trouble. Do you know how many times he's had his ass arrested?
All right.
Public record. Look it up.
In other entertainment news.
Yeah.
In other former entertainer news, remember, what's her name? Donna DeErico from...
Baywatch.
Baywatch, is that her name? Donna?
I guess. I don't know. Well, she was blonde, as are most of the chicks on that show.
Horrible show, by the way.
Yeah. And you know what? People watched, said they watched. He's like, yeah, I know it sucks, yeah, but the chicks are hot. Who gives a fuck? I can see hot chicks on any television show, and yeah, they're in bathing suits, but they're fucking wearing, like, old school bathing suits showing barely any fucking skin. If I want to see a chick in swimwear, it better be a fucking thong back bikini. If that's not it, fuck it. I'm not in.
Yeah, in my opinion, NBC made the right choice when they first canceled the show before it went to syndication and became really popular.
And though obviously they made the wrong choice because you know how much money that show made?
Because I remember when that show first came out, I'm like, what the hell is this? And it was canceled like right after. It was like an NBC show. And then it was in syndication for like 15, 20 years or something.
Yeah, so obviously they fucked up. I mean, the show sucked, but it made a shitload of money. So that's what it's all about. That's what success in life is.
Did you used
money.
To watch it? Or
No, of course not.
Anyways, Donna DeErico has given up her search for Noah's Ark.
Yeah, listen, she's been looking for years, but there's only, you know, so much she can do. She's only human. She has her limits. Now, when she finds Noah's Ark, she's going to find all those skeletons of dragons and shit. Because, you know, he picked some of those up, too.
Dragons never existed.
So you think. And I'm sorry, who knew she was fucking stupid and crazy? I mean, you just assume she's a bimbo, so you think she's stupid, but now she's fucking insane. Who knows how much money she has left from fucking Baywatch, and she's spending it on searches in the mountains for Noah's Ark?
Well, it was a TV special, so she's probably getting paid for it. But she hurt her ankle, and she's like, I gotta get out of here. Plus, if they find out a minor celebrity is there, the Turkish people will kidnap her.
You know what? Now that I hear that she was like the host, she was the host of that stupid show, The Search for Noah's Ark, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Then you know what? Then I'm not giving her as much shit because I thought she was like some insane person.
No, she believes it.
Are you sure? Yes. Or she believes the paycheck she's getting for doing
this show. No, it was her idea to go for the search and then like the TV show came after.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, now she's getting full shit again. Okay. I was easing off on the shit. Now,
well, actually,
back
she's
on.
Just the host.
Now I'm easing off again.
But I just lied. But the point I made before that was the true one.
Okay. And then she's insane. Yeah.
Can I do this for 20 more minutes?
If you want.
All right. Nah.
All right.
I won't give her any shit. But I.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, it's a fucking fairy tale, lady. How much money do you have from Baywatch that you could have expeditions? Do you know how expensive that shit is? You got, like, mountain climbers, equipment. Everything's being flown in. All right, bring in the next car.
What are you looking for? What doesn't last that long, bitch?
A giant fucking boat. She thinks there's just gonna... You're gonna climb over some mountain and you're gonna see off in the distance a gigantic fucking wooden boat.
From 3,000 years ago.
With a, giraffe, a skeleton... its head peeking out. That's what she thinks she's going to find.
3,000 years ago.
Well, she's fucking stupid, so yeah. No, I'll see it. Well, obviously there was a giant flood, and God told this guy to pick two of every animal on the planet and start, getting on that boat. Did he pick two of every kind of person, too? Because wouldn't all the people have died? He was the only man on that boat, right? Or did he have a wife?
No, his wife and kids were there.
Oh, so him and his kids, they had incest and repopulated the planet? Because they
I
only
guess.
Picked up animals, according to that story. So, like,
and how
listen.
Do you pick up? How do you even know? Was he that smart? Did he take classes on how to tell the sex of flies and stuff?
God told him.
I mean, if you pick up a rabbit,
read the Bible.
How hard is it? You know, some of these animals, it's not like totally
yeah,
clear
no, seriously,
what sex they are.
Like, pick up a rabbit and fuck it, and you don't know if it's a guy or a girl. You might be having gay bestiality and not even know it. And that's wrong.
I mean, there's so many animals, flies, like, things you don't even see. And then what about microorganisms?
No, he had a jar. You could fit, you could fit a shitload in a jar, one single jar. That's not taking up a lot of space, so he was
and
good
way to
that.
Go, Noah. You know, apparently, like, the Black Plague and everything was in there, too. Gotta save that shit, right?
Well, he was under orders.
It's an animal.
He was following orders. I don't think viruses are technically animals.
I have a pet virus.
Doesn't make it an animal.
Keep it in my blood.
You have a lot of viruses in your blood. You're a collector.
Actually, dude, to tell you the truth, I have not had so much as a cold in the past year.
It doesn't mean shit's not dormant in your system. You know that. You might have a lot of stuff in there.
I've never had the flu. I mean, I'm
never.
Just...
You've never in your life had the flu?
No.
All right.
I had pneumonia once in ninth grade, and that was it.
That might have been the flu. You thought it was pneumonia.
And I said, I'll never be sick again.
And you've kept your word.
What if, Mark, what if I'm just like, I never get sick again? What if?
Good for you. I don't care.
Because I've been around people at work and they're all sick. Like,
those people are pussy.
I don't think I'm going to be in tomorrow. I'm really sick.
Or that means they don't feel like coming into work. Oh, I love it when people know they're going to call in the next day and they're going to pretend to be sick. So they set it up the day before. It's like, oh man, I don't feel so good today. Oh, man, I think I'm coming down with something. That's me setting the groundwork down for calling in tomorrow. I see that all the time. That's great. And you know what? We're fucking adults. If you don't want to show up for work, don't. You don't need a story. You don't have to say, hey, Steve, I'm not feeling so good today. I can't come in. No, they just say, like, yeah, I'm not coming in today.
I've found people, the jobs I've worked in the past, you know, 5, whatever, 10 years.
Yeah.
People with, like, younger people with girls with kids, they take so many days off for their kids.
Well, when you have kids, there's the kids get sick, there's shit going on, yeah, off from school.
That's their excuse. Believe me.
They might be, you know, listen, a kid.
You gotta work. It's not really an excuse.
No, it kind of is. You have no one to watch your kid and your kid's home. All right, don't get in any trouble.
No, they're using it as an excuse, I'm telling you.
No, and I'm saying, sure, having a kid is a handy excuse to get out of things if you feel like it, but not every instance is somebody using that as an excuse. I mean, shit does happen.
Not in my world.
You don't have a kid, so yeah, not in your world.
And if I did, he'd be really healthy and smart, as we said before.
Yes, I know.
Well,
no, I said I know.
I'm not going to impregnate a girl just to prove that I'm right, Mark.
All right. Good.
You just have to take. You just got to take my goddamn.
I do.
Word for
I take your word for it. I understand. Ugh. Go ahead. I got you. Smart kid.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps it up.
All right. Hot shot.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
.com. All right. What?
What? What?
Hotshotwizkids.com. Show's over.
Oh, I think Mark fell asleep.
No, that's why I'm whispering, because I whisper in my sleep. Anyway, check out the full sodes, mini-sodes. Mike Klein Jr. is a dumb fuck. HotshotWizKids.com. Thanks, everybody. Full sode tomorrow.